Yo, what up, though? This is Esham, and you rocking with the Connected Experience.
Yo, what up, though, man? This is Big Greg, and you rocking with the Connected Experience.
This is Premium P, and you're rocking with the Connected Experience.
Chill. Oh, yeah, this is Jake Prince coming at you live and in living color, and you rocking with the Connect Experience.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's comedian TK Kirkland, a.k.a. T to the motherfucking K. And when I'm in Detroit, you already know what it is. I listen to the Connected Experience. You should, too.
Connected.
I'm Santoine.
I'm Antoine.
And we the Connected Experience.
Bro, what's the Connected Experience?
It's a lifestyle.
The lifestyle.
Our lifestyle.
How that lifestyle been treating you?
Man, it's going. It's going, bro. You know what I'm saying? I can't even complain, man. What's in your title?
Man, you know what's in my title, bro? I just was listening to Messy Marv. You know what I'm saying?
Because he
got some slaps. And I was like, I'm going to just press play and see how far this shit go down. And he got some shit, dog. But you know what was popping up, though? Him and Missy Slick. That album is full of hard shit.
Yeah.
That album is full of hard shit. You feel what I'm saying? What about you? What's in your title?
Mac Dre. I've been doing the same thing with the Mac. You know, because it's going on. It's going to be 20 years since he's been gone, man. So he was talking about Backwoods, Davins. He was talking about all that shit. Back 25 then. Years ago, you know,
and niggas looking like the Mac.
Yeah, niggas look. So the rap game look like Blade or Mac Dre. That's how you look. You look like either one of them. Some niggas look like them combined. And what I mean by that is they got the iced out Cardis and dreads. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or they looking preppy. Yeah. But we got some guests today, man. What we got going on today, bro?
Man, we got a return guest, man. We told him last time, and like it's gonna be your first time. Don't make it your last time.
Yes, sir.
And he got the new project out, so
yes,
we
sir.
Got Bad Ape T, man. How you
what
doing,
up,
homie?
Yo, what up, though, man? I'm good, man. How y'all doing?
Hey, man, I can't complain, man. Just on the same, we got your son in here. Look at him. He wilding in front of the camera. You feel what I'm saying? So, so we got, how you been, man?
I've been good, man. I ain't gonna capture you. Everything been rolling, man. I just been standing in the studio, standing on my grind, man, and just sticking with the people that love me, dude. That's it.
Hey, that's the best way to do it, bro.
Yeah,
sticking with the people who love me.
Yeah.
You bought your producer this go around, man.
Sir,
so, introduce yourself, homie.
Man. Oh, you let him do it? All
right, Yeah.
Man, my name's Lo-Fi by Jade, man.
You got to say
whisper,
that.
Homie.
Come on, speak up.
Speak it to the mic, man.
Yeah, my name is Lo-Fi by Jade.
Yes, sir.
Lo-Fi by Jade.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
By Jade.
Okay, so we go kind of get into your story real quick. We know you worked on a project with T.
Yes, sir.
So where are you from?
I'm from here.
Okay,
Detroit.
What side of town?
Born and raised, East side.
What part of the East?
Seven Mile of Hoover, that's where I was raised.
Talk your shit.
Okay, so how y'all connect?
Man, school, Clendale.
Yeah.
Clendale, I ain't gonna cap. You know, Clendale, really, I told y'all, that's like the Rancho Cucamonga. Clinton.
Yeah.
Mount Clemson's the Rancho Cucamonga of Detroit. So it's like, shit, you know, when you wanted to get up out the hood, but it's still kind of, you know what I'm saying?
It's
so,
elements. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but no, we met at Clendale, man, and ever since, man, we've been locked in. It's my guy right here. It's like my brother, bro.
Was you on the basketball team too?
Nah, should have been, but.
But what happened? Tell us, break that down, because we two basketball coaches.
Let's go.
Bro just won back-to-back championships this year.
Yeah. Chuck Daly out here, nigga.
That's what's up.
So why wasn't you on the basketball team? Break that down.
For everybody that know, I was real injury prone growing up in high school.
Yeah.
Every time the basketball season came around, I'm on crutches.
Yeah.
Couldn't stop it to save my life. I could ball, though. You could ask anybody that know, but.
But basketball season, it just ain't a lie.
My knees made out of glass.
Yeah. They didn't want you on there. No way then, because they ain't want to think that you was going to be there for the big game. And then
thinking of broke his knee.
His toe, you know what I'm saying? You feel what I'm saying? Now, last time you was here, man, you was telling us your story, T, and like how you adapted. I mean, how you swung everything to music. And I just been paying attention to you and keeping up with you, man. You still on the go, man. I'm proud of that because I know how music a hard grind, man. And it's a bunch of disappointments that come with it. It's a bunch of wondering
heartbreak,
why my music ain't bubbling and stuff. So how you been dealing with still having to push through to get your music heard?
To be honest, my dude, it's really like, it really ain't nothing different.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna cap to you. It's really more like right now, it's just like I'm more focused in on the grind. But really ain't nothing different. I already know, like, it's going to be trials and tribulations to this.
Yeah.
It's not going to be easy getting to where I want to be at.
For sure.
And I understand that. So it's like, now that I understand that, man, the life, like, I'm just loving this experience.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Right, yeah, because it's a process. And once you really lock in with that process, like, a lot of people want the accolades and all of that without actually realizing that they got to go through the process, man. Yes, so what's your process like now? Because this is a new project. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You got your producer with you, so like,
yes,
talk about the process of actually working with your partner. You know what,
man,
I'm saying?
I'm not even gonna cap to you. If you really want to know, bro, me and my dog, bro, when he came back from Texas, we both was in a fucked up situation, and the only thing that we had to really make us happy was basketball and music.
Yeah. So how did you end up in Texas? He said when you came back from Texas. So how did you end up in Texas?
And a couple years after we had got out of high school, I was I don't know. Just wanted to change the scenery. I was staying with my mom and stuff, you know, getting older, starting to butt heads a little bit. So, you know, initially I just had went out there on vacation. You know, I just need a break.
What part?
Texas?
Yeah, what part of Texas?
I went to El Paso.
So you just went to El Paso, like you didn't have family or nothing? Or just...
No, my father stays out there.
Oh, okay, so you're popping Texas. So you, mm-hmm. when you say vacation, you was going to just get away from here to El Paso.
Yep.
Because, you know, some people will be like, man, I'm about to just go somewhere. I don't know nobody. Oh, if I like it, I'm going to make it here. Though,
so real. Listen, your pop's in the military?
He used to be. Yep. He retired now, though.
Yeah, he used to be in the, Air Force?
No, Army.
Okay, yeah, because I know El Paso is where the base at, right?
Yeah, yep. Fort Bliss. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so did you grow up on a military base?
No, I didn't grow up with my dad, but I've been on the military base a lot of times. Yeah. I actually stayed on the military base a few times growing up, but just for a few months, nothing long term.
Yeah, yeah. So when you decide that you're going to El Paso, like, you just like, I'm about to change this scenery. And what was it like when you got down there and you knew you would be living there?
Well, when I first got there, you know, I was just chilling, having fun, you know, because I got, you know, my brothers on my dad's side, you know, getting closer with them. And I actually had no intentions of staying, but then my brothers, you know, they were saying, you know, you might as well stay at least for a year and see, because we never grew up together, you know, like, we close, but they always stayed with him and I've been with my mom. So, you know, just doing something, you know, bonding time. I was like, you know, I'll try it. It was nice. Definitely a lot more quiet than anywhere in Michigan. Though nothing going on in El Paso.
They crossing that border down in that motherfucker in real life, though.
Oh, yes.
No, I'm not joking. Like, El Paso, like,
yes,
yeah, they
like that.
So what was the women like in El Paso coming from Detroit? Because it's a variety now. Because it's people, yeah. It's people that's here from all around the world because it's a military town, for real.
Yeah, see all kinds, mainly, though, because it is El Paso. I like to call it mini Mexico. It's a lot of Latino women down there, but...
How was that for you?
It was fun. That was different.
Hey, man, he in a relationship.
No.
This is pre-relationship. Pre-relationship. We just getting to know.
I feel it. Fuck all that. Sis gonna kill him.
That's your man, though. He looked out.
Yeah. That was real homie shit. You know what I'm saying?
On,
so now, boom, you get back to Texas.
From
Texas. You holler at your mans, and how do that conversation go?
Well, before I got back to the city, we already had worked together on two songs, or was it just one?
Shit.
I know it was
So he
bricks.
Worked on, was this on your last project?
Yeah, on my last project, too. He was 1,000 Bricks, and he was...
So the nigga who did 1,000 Bricks was in El Paso, Texas?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Sir. I be politicking when it comes out of my music. I swear to God, wherever I got to go to get
did
the
you
best
catch that?
Song.
Yeah, I caught that.
Coming from Texas. Yeah. Latinos, we got you, nigga.
Y'all funny. I just called up.
No, we ain't on no BMF shit. I swear to God. We just chilling.
So y'all have previously worked, and you like, I'm coming home now, so you like,
yes, sir.
It's time to work for
yes,
real.
Sir.
You know
yes,
what I'm saying?
Sir. And we put it together. We put our heads together, man. We didn't have nights where we didn't literally was going, his shit. He going through it with my family. He going through with his family. I'm going through it with my family. Shit, we just in the car, bro. He making beats and I'm freestyling. That's it. Like, that's literally it. And he like, nigga, I think you need to write that down. And I'm like,
that's my phrase. When I hear something hard, I'm like, bro, write that down. I'm going to go ahead and send the beat to you. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah. So explain the process of actually being with each other.
Well, hold on. We ain't even say what's the name of the new project. What's the name of the new project? The
new project is called Out of Hibernation, man. I feel like I named it that because I feel like, once again, it was me just waking up, man, from the, you know, the stuff that I've been going through. You feel me? Y'all remember the last time I came here, we talked about my trials and tribulations and stuff. So it's like, now that, like, I'm overcame that, you feel me? Like I said, I feel like I'm finally woke. feel like I'm finally better. I feel like I'm finally me again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, a newer you, a new you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because in order to get rid of all the old habits, you got to kill that off.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? You got to kill it. You know what I'm saying?
Talk about that all the time.
That's what it is. You literally got to kill the old version of you. Like, so, like, I'm going through that right now, man. Like, with my weight and shit like that, I'm like, man, I got to, like, literally kill the person off in order to get the results I want just in my body type and weightlifting and stuff like that. And the, what I mean by that is, like, I really got to stop eating sugar. Like, you know what I'm saying? No, like,
I'm the same.
Like, I really got to stop. Like, me and my brother was just talking the other day, like, I don't even be hungry and eat. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm just not eating to live. I'm just eating now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So once you realize that you had to kill that old version of you off, you better, you back, and you got your producer with you. How much of the project did you produce?
Everything.
Every track.
Oh, okay. So y'all Snoop and Dre.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're not going to say that because Daz did a lot of that work.
We're not going to say that.
Respect Daz. I'm going to respect Daz. You know what I'm saying? So why I say y'all Juvie and Manny? Because that was a real lock in.
Manny
situation.
Touched all them, but
Manny touched all them.
On some real, like on some like Nower Day type shit, man. We on some Future and Metro type shit right now.
And
we ain't really trying to aim shots at niggas, but if we got to, we ain't scared for real.
You know what
like,
yeah, that's
dead ass.
So what's the overall premise of the project? Like, it's back out of hibernation. How many tracks?
Just four. EP.
A quick EP.
Quick EP.
Snack pack.
Quick snack pack, man. That's the reason why I felt like I kind of messed up with the first one, too. I feel like I should have just made that one an EP as well. I'm starting to learn more about the music industry, you feel me? Starting to learn more about it. So now it's just like, I got to give you taste before I give you the entree. I got to give you appetizer before I give you the full course. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And now that I'm building up my fan base and now that I'm doing that and trying to 100% just understand it, bro, it feels better. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Now I just like, I know the ins and outs a little bit more. For real.
Yeah. Not learning those ins and outs and then deciding to work with one producer was that one of the ins and outs you learned? Like, it's easier to just work with somebody who I vibe with than trying to go here and get something or go there and get something and be around this person and hope we catch a vibe versus sitting in the car with your real friend and
first
y'all
of all,
building off of something
that's not really music related. Like, it's like
that's what it was. OG, I ain't even gonna cap that shit. It feel different every time when me and my dog work.
Yeah.
It feel different. What's up? No, keep it in there, please. It feel different when me and my dog work, like I said, because it's like he going off of how he feel, because that's the reason why I love music. It's like I go in the studio, and when I freestyle, I'm talking about either what I just went through yesterday, today, or what's making me feel how I feel.
Right, you know at this moment.
At this moment. So it's like he do the same thing with the beats. So it's like when he do that, it'd be easy because it's like, oh, because that's what you want, bro? Say less. Let me show you what I'm on, too.
Right.
And like he say, like it is, I'd be telling him, bro, send me that. And he'd say, write that down. Yeah. So it's like when you said, it's like, is it easier to just connect to somebody that you just there with all the time? Yeah. Because it's like, don't get me wrong, dudes would send me a beat all the time. And I'd be like, yeah, I'm fucking with that.
Yeah. But do you feel it?
Do I'm feeling it? No. His shit, I'm always feeling because it's like, we critique it together.
Yeah.
So it's like, bro, I'd be like, damn, bro, I hear a violin like that. Bro, put a violin back there for me. I don't know too many producers that'd be like, they'd tell me like, bro, oh, that's how I like my own beat. And I don't be understanding that because then it'd be like, bro, I'm the artist, bro. I'm asking you to put a little tool on it to make me go a little bit more. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So it's like,
I'm asking you to tweak it for me so we can get the best result.
Not because it's not your beat, it's our song.
You feel
me? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's really.
And they
be
getting personal over it. They be feeling like, oh, bro, you must not like what I did. And it ain't even like that, bro. You just gave me a whole idea with your idea.
Right.
Think about it like that.
Right.
Feel me?
Yeah, let's make it happen.
Yes, sir.
Did you? How many visuals you shoot for the project?
Man, I'm actually got two in the making right now. I want to do 2-1 mics to it. I've been talking to GMT, and I'm about to do. I think I want to do one just with a regular photographer and have it like a video with a 1 mic.
Yeah.
So yeah, but definitely two of them, two visuals. Yeah.
Now you said you was learning the ins and outs of the game. What's something else that you learned that you brung into this project that you didn't necessarily know last project?
I learned from this project that I didn't, like I said, to keep it shorter. Just to keep it shorter though, OG, because like I said, I got to give y'all appetizers. I got to give y'all a taste and let y'all know what it is. So when I come with that full course meal, you really going to know what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like that. I like that the way of that too, because it's like, even if you got 12 songs, if you drop them all as singles, you could,
I feel like you still can, you can reach gauge more people. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You can gauge what the people like from you. Exactly. Like, oh no,
because the people pick. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of artists be so in love with their music that they think that they could project what's go actually be the hit record. You know what I'm saying? But the people pick what they like. You can't. You know what I'm saying? You just got to make it. Once you see, like, if you are an artist, you just got to put your art into the world and let it attract who it's supposed to attract. You know what I'm saying? So it's not no one way to market every rapper. Like, just because this worked for him, that's the least of things that will work for you. You know what I'm saying? And people think that I don't like the type of artists that say these words. If they like him, then they'll love me. Like, that's not even how art works, bro. Like, that's just not how it works. So I think with you just giving them four songs, you will at least get to judge on what type of records they want from me. Because if you got four party songs and they all going up, then you a party rapper.
It don't matter what you think.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Or if you got one party record and then you got some stuff that's on a little deeper level and that's what's going up, then that's what you are. I think the artists don't get to decide how people see the art, and that's the frustrating part with music, for sure.
It's the frustrating part with art, period.
Mm-hmm. Art overall, but especially with music, because like, art sell for a lot of money when it's good art. That's not how music works.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Music is free.
Facts.
Literally, music is free right now. You know what I'm saying? So when you thinking about that, that you actually giving something away for free, you got to hit your pocket. You know what I'm saying? Right, but you don't get to decide your pocket. Is that Dennis Rodman on your shirt, or is that Kobe?
Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, yeah. Show that, man. See, I recognize that. See,
Dennis.
That's Chicago Bulls Dennis Rodman, though.
Yes,
I can see the patches Dennis in his hair. Yeah,
that ain't Detroit. That ain't Detroit. No,
yeah, but that's why it was on Chicago, because Detroit was like, we can't stop him on Detroit. We better get him.
Yes.
You feel me? See,
Michael.
This about to take a basketball turn for a quick second, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
A lot of people give LeBron shit for being a GM. You think Michael Jordan was doing?
For sure.
We can't beat Detroit Pistons with Dennis Rodman. Guess who we need on our team so people can't beat us? Dennis Rodman. Hey, go offer him that.
Mike just ain't want to keep on getting slammed on his head. That's all it was, because Dennis weren't having that shit. You want to come in here with your tongue out, nigga, I'm going to show you.
Yeah.
I think Dennis Rodman is one of the most underrated basketball players, because people act like they don't know that he really could play basketball.
He's
the best player when it comes to knowing your role. Mm-hmm. I don't have to shoot. Mm-hmm. I'm about to grab 40 boards and be a presence on defense like no other. And then when you
slimy nigga, the worm.
When you're watching basketball and you looking like, this nigga can guard Shaq. He ain't big. He can guard anybody you put there. I want one of them on my team.
Facts.
Robin,
Draymond, Ben Wallace, them niggas get so much credit for me.
They get busy down there.
Because
they get busy. Karl Malone, too, but you know, like.
Why you even mention him? You can't have no asterisks by your name in that arena.
I feel you. I'm a big basketball. I was just watching some old Lakers basketball the other day. I'm talking about like Magic, like, because it still amazes me to this day, like what he could do with the basketball, bro.
Oh,
like,
the NBA TV stuff.
No, YouTube.
Oh, just YouTube.
Yeah. Because we coaching, but like I'm falling back in love with the actual game of basketball. That's so I watch it on every level.
That's what I'm
saying. So when I say every level, I'm talking about kindergarten all the way up to the pros, you know what I'm saying? So I just was like, just rewatching shit. Like, I was just watching Magic highlights, you know what I'm saying? Because that's my favorite player overall, period. Like, and the game is really what Magic Johnson was back then. That's what the whole game is now, you know what I'm saying?
6'8", 6'9",
you know what I'm saying?
Doing what they do.
Allen Iverson getting his statue, congrats to AI, you know what I'm saying?
I feel bad about that. No, that's a theme.
That's a theme.
All of those statues are literally a practice facility.
That's outside the practice facility, and that's a theme.
All of those statues are like that. But
thank you for telling me that.
Yeah, but even with watching that, like, I went back and was watching some AI highlights from college. Like, damn, like, these kids is only watching highlights. They don't know what it like. They don't understand watching having to get up on Saturday to watch Iverson Georgetown play in the Big East. Like
at 1 p.m.
We, you know what I'm saying? We watch it.
I don't know about that shit either.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, it'd be crazy. Like, people, like some of these people are Allen Iverson fans, but so much later in his NBA career. Mm-hmm. They ain't even see when he, like, I'm a Lakers fan, so when he shot that shot and sniped over Lou, I was sick because I love Ivo, but fuck that. I want the Lakers to win. You know what I'm saying? Like, straight up.
He disrespected that man.
That's the game.
Just getting out the way.
Get out the way. You know?
Yeah. You got to think about it. But
who
like
got
this.
The ring, though?
You right. I agree with you, but think about it like this, bro. Dude hit you with a hezo, step back, shoot the shot. You fall just by defending the shot. You didn't fall by the move.
Yeah.
And then he looked down at you and step over you.
I got to get back to play defense.
No, it ain't basketball no more. Yeah. I ain't going to lie, because you just disrespect me in front of.
And now he a coach. Really? And Lou, one of the best coaches out there now. Yeah.
Why is he the best coach right now? Because AI did some shit like that to him.
That's the beginning. For that's real. The origin of his villain
that's
story.
That's the origin.
That's the origin story for his villain. But yeah, man. But
you know, and then, so with the project, like, what type of reception are you looking for from it? What's your goals with the new project?
To receive more fans for sure. Yeah. But to connect with my fans that is going through things, because I realized, what's up, big boy? Please sit back, okay? Hey, sit back. But no, one thing that I realized is that I'm trying to like connect with my fans that is going through things just like me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's what a lot of people don't do nowadays. It's like, oh, I'm a party rapper. Okay, you gonna be a party rapper, but bro, trust me, nigga, when you leave that party, you still gotta deal with them everyday problems.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about getting people over there. Let's talk about people getting better. Let's talk about that, bro. Like, I don't feel like we talk about that enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that is what I'm trying to get. Like, 4 songs, just like how y'all said, I can see how which ones people gravitate to more.
Yeah,
it's like I got 4 songs that is all different.
Right, right.
But they go together. Understand that. They go together from 1 to 4. They sound beautiful together. Even if you play 4 to 1 back down, like it sound good together. Yeah. But all songs are different vibes. And I picked them like that for a reason, because it's like, okay, I'm gonna see if y'all fucking with me singing. Or I'm gonna see if y'all fucking with me rapping. I'm gonna see if y'all fucking with me rapping. Then I'm gonna see if y'all fucking with me just singing rapping. You know what I'm saying? But it's all still Bad 8. It's all still Bad 8.
Now you said when people going through stuff, and then to make them better, like,
mm-hmm.
What has made you better since the last time we spoke? Because if I can recall,
mm-hmm.
You was having, I ain't gonna say relationship problems, but you was having, was it some custody or relationship type of issues going on? What was it?
No, it was definitely some relationship issues for sure.
Okay. Yeah. So are you still in that particular relationship?
Not at all.
Yeah, right, because so is that one of the ways you got better?
Yes.
What did you learn from that?
Man, I'm so glad you asked me that, bro, because it's like, that's something that I really wanted to touch on. But no, what I learned from that though, OG, was that if a motherfucker don't love you, bro, get the fuck away.
Because it ain't nothing you can do about
it. It's nothing you can do, bro.
And everybody love is different, man. You get the love you deserve.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And what I mean by that is like, you think you want somebody to love you a certain way, but you only get out the love that you deserve, because that's like at that time,
mm-hmm.
whatever lack of love you was feeling is what you deserved so you could grow.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't necessarily a wrong thing. You know what I'm saying? It was like you get the love you deserve because you go grow in love. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying?
Plus some people just don't know what it takes.
What they
partner require.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I had to understand that too, and I stopped putting so much pressure on other motherfuckers that I realized that I put expectations on you myself.
Yeah. You know I expect
for you to do
like
that. Exactly.
All right, like if you a loving nigga, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you just give love to your girl or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That don't necessarily mean that she gonna give you that love back like that. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, if you a gift giver,
mm-hmm.
and then the only way you feel loved is if you get gifts as well, but your girl not a gift giver, but she could do this, she could do that. Like, so you gotta recognize if you be in love properly, and you gotta accept love.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like, the type of love I require, you just gotta be a special bitch. Yeah. Like it ain't nothing. Right. It ain't nothing special right. about the type of love I require. You just gotta be a special bitch to provide that. You know well, what
why,
I'm saying?
Why do you believe that?
That you gotta be special to provide the type because I'm special and I gotta be special to provide the type of love.
I'm just asking.
No, yeah,
like you said, you're special, bitch. I just want to know.
So okay,
what
so your wife is special, right? And she provides. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like you gotta like. Love is not an in general thing.
That's
what I'm saying.
You be talking about all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Love is not in general, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are brainwashed to believe
and
that.
And a lot of times it's based on how that person views love.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? So what if this is just a scenario. What if she was abused by her parent, but to make up for the abuse, they bought her something, right? So if that's the case, where's she go going? Think that if you buy her something, you can treat me however you want if you buy me something. He said the living room.
All right, bro.
Just leave the door open.
Leave the door open.
Yeah. It's because he couldn't hear you. He thought he was going to be able to hear you through there. And when it was plugged in there, he wasn't feeling that shit.
It's all right.
Take it off. But you know what I'm saying? So if, like I was saying, though, so say a young lady was abused by her parents.
Yes, sir.
But then for the makeup for the abuse, they bought her stuff. Mm-hmm. You could treat her however you want, long as you buy her something. That's how she feels love is supposed to be. So, I mean, I get what you're saying, but you can't just get that off
no,
of me.
But that's
I need
like,
to understand what you
That's an example
said.
With me, what I was going through. I'm hate to cut you off, but I'm saying like, that's what me what I was going through because it was like I'm giving somebody some real life like grounded love that I feel like you got to really go through some shit to feel what I'm going through. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it's like, get me wrong, like say for instance, like not going to say raised or how you was raised and none of that, but it's like how you said gifts. People compensate for that love in certain areas yeah. and when you actually give them real love they still be wanting that compensation and it's not that's never gonna be it and, yeah, I just realized like my bad go ahead
no I'm listening
no and I was just really saying that to it's like it makes me understand when y'all said like love is like it's never gonna be the same and I agree with that but you gotta give me something right. and I feel like that is what I was going through with my women it was more like bro I'm gonna give you everything of me. Everything out the pocket, everything with my head, everything that I know, you feel me? But I felt like, oh, you want to just give me your body? That's not going to work for me.
That don't count.
Because you would give a nigga your body who you hate.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, so I don't even need that from you. Like, that's going to make me not want your body because it's so that's all you feel like you had to offer. And I'm showing you through love that you have way more to offer. And people don't recognize that. You know what I'm saying?
So
it'd be deep like that. But you also got to be able to recognize early and start having them conversations early. Because once you let it go on for so long,
you complicit in the treatment.
So however,
you know a question I always ask.
And that was my fault.
A question I always ask is I say, like, do you feel like that you ever been loved properly? Because if the lady say no, this is an uphill battle, bro. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? Because I shouldn't have to convince you what I'm doing is me loving you.
Exactly.
You feel what I mean? So
and that's what I'm tired of, bro.
Start putting that question into your early conversation.
Your onboarding process. That's what it's called. Onboarding.
I got you for sure.
Because once somebody says no, especially if they got children.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Because if you got children, I mean, I just be like, what was that relationship with like prior to me or with the person who you felt like you love the most?
Yeah.
I don't even care who it is. I just care that you. I gotta see where your mind at and what you recognize. You know what I mean? Because a lot of these people haven't been loved that, and that do stem from childhood. So that's why I make sure
TV too.
TV. Like, yeah. Well,
one. What's the deal, my gang?
Yeah, I feel like I gotta understand what I'm dealing with. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go into the war blind, bro.
Facts,
you know what I'm saying? Because I don't really want this to be a war.
It doesn't, and that's bro. And that's what I'm. OG, I swear to God, man. I feel like that's what I'm understanding and maturing more. That it's like if it's war. I don't want it.
But you got to be battle tested. You got to be battle tested.
I'm battle tested, so I don't want the war.
That's what I'm telling you.
No.
Thank you.
But I'm saying everybody's different, right? Everybody's different, right? So even the war might not be worn. You feel what I'm saying? What you the battle test and you don't want the war, but this part of the battle test really ain't no war because you battle tested. But it's just so
just
you might say to her, "Have you ever properly been loved?" Right? So that got to She got to go through memories, mm-hmm. unlock some feelings. Mm-hmm. She got to think of what she thought love was back then. As opposed to now. And she got to go through all of these things. And that might unlock some hurtful feelings or whatever that now you took on for yourself because you asked that question and you got to deal with that, right?
Well, see, but that's part of her sitting in a dark room. Somebody got to unlock this, right?
Because
you can't grow.
And that is the reason why I feel like I got problems with women, because I'm the dude that's going to make you. What is the root to that problem? What is the root to that?
You gotta unlock that. If you don't unlock that,
but
they don't be wanting to go through it all the time, though.
Right, but unlocking it, so what's the root to that problem?
Mm-hmm.
Now you done opened up that problem.
And I ain't got no problem. and that's the thing about it. I am ready 100% to stand on 10 toes, whatever I cause.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, when you ask some of these questions, shit gonna come with some real.
I'm ready to battle, but I'm not ready to war, though, bro. I can win some battles and lose some battles. Battle and war, that's two different things. You talk about something that's continuing. Battle is just what just happened then and there.
I'm also Mr. and Mrs. Smith shit to create.
You feel me?
But I'm saying, like, what I'm
saying. But that's real, though. I like the fact that you and your wife can, no matter what y'all go through, that means that y'all still gonna love each other. That's real. I fuck with that. Real.
Yeah, you got, because you got, this is just the long and the short.
Mm-hmm.
How you gonna feel on Mad Day? Because whatever you say on Mad Day is how you really feel.
Come on, man.
Now, once you say whatever you say on Mad Day, the other person got to be able to leave or deal with that.
Yeah.
That's just it. Because when Mad Day come around, you know what I'm saying? Because see me. And then I don't say shit I don't mean, so I try to keep it clean. I try to, you know what I'm saying?
It ain't even trying to keep it clean. I don't say shit I don't mean. But
so, no, when I say keep it, like, during an argument, like,
I don't say none of that shit during an argument.
Yeah, I don't say
we not arguing because you got a big dog. Because
I mean, we would not go settle the issue. We're disagreeing.
Unless it's washing the dishes.
Yeah.
Like, if it's not something that can physically get done, it's not going to settle
it.
It's not
going to
do it.
It's your turn.
Have you ever been like the counselor with a partner?
Man, I always end up being the counselor and the partner. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
No, he's saying, like, but have you ever was really serious with, like, hey, let's just go to couples counseling?
Oh, would I do it? Yes, I would, and I would do it with certain people, because I it would actually let me understand that I don't be tripping. Because you know sometimes that you can meet somebody and then it'd be like, bro, why don't you just understand? You know what I'm saying? But you can have that other person to be like, you know what? I think you are being a little overbearing right now. You feel me?
Yeah.
So yeah, it would be so my counselor could point at the finger at a motherfucker. Yeah, that's the only reason why.
That's not what they're doing. They're not pointing the finger.
Sometimes it's putting the reality in the place.
But reality not pointing the finger though. That's what I'm saying. Reality not pointing the finger. It's reality.
It's reality. So not pointing the finger. You're right. It's reality.
So you
could actually show a person what they actually doing, and then because it's like sometimes I feel like I'm misunderstood, and I said that the last time I was here. Yeah. I'm misunderstood a lot, so I feel like if doing a counseling would make a person be like, oh, he's really reacting because he feel like this. You know what I'm saying? To make another person understand that, okay, maybe you don't see why he's doing this. So then you can see it. And then vice versa. So I can see why she's doing this too. But like I said, though, OG, I'm always ending up the counselor because I can see why a girl not doing this and I can see why a girl not doing that. I feel like God gave me that ability when I was young. I can see the better and potential in people. I just do. Period. I just do. So the fact that when I see that, I'll be like, okay. Okay, sweetheart, is we going to get through this or is we going to stay right here? And then once I figure out, okay, you just don't want to do this right now. Because don't get me wrong, just like how you said, it's got to be opened.
Yeah.
If I'm not the nigga to open it up for you, that's fine. But just understand, when you meet Mr. Right or Mr. Etern, whatever you want to call the dude, he going to make you open up to that because he ain't going to have that.
Right. I just might not be the person. It's not even that. I'm not the person. You just not there yet.
Yes.
To open up.
Yes,
and that's what you come to realize, especially when you on the dating scene and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's just like, oh no, I just ain't the person because this. I ain't gonna have none of this.
Some
women think that about you because you know niggas live a certain. When I was dating and stuff, you can't interrupt what I'm doing. Exactly. And what I mean by that is, I'm on the path, right?
Mm-hmm.
You go get on the path with me. You go be there, but you might not stick. You might not make it to the destination.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. I'm cool with that. Are you cool with that? Because I'm not stopping my forward motion.
That's
you feel what I'm saying? I'm going. I got a goal, a destination. And once I get there, it's going to be another one and another one. I'm going to celebrate my wins. I'm going to take my losses. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to keep it pushing. I'm completing the mission. And if you ain't down, wherever you fall off, that's where you were supposed to fall off, because I'm completing the mission.
It's simple as that. You can chime in, bro. You ain't said a word. Like, man.
Nigga, we know you having girl problems too. That's what y'all chopping it up about in the ride. We just playing.
I ain't having no problems. I'm listening to y'all.
Yeah, that's good,
that you ain't having problems.
Yo, my dog in honeymoon phase. That's the reason why I say he in a relationship.
Oh, yeah. See, but ain't nothing wrong with honeymoon phase, bro. Like, so this is what you got to do when you in honeymoon phase, bro. See, you got to keep, the only way you got to keep that going is to just keep the smiles and shit up. But when you want to get to the reality of the shit, you know what I'm saying? Just see how they act on Mad Day and see how you act on Mad Day. You get a Mad Day too. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm a grumpy nigga. You know what I'm saying? So once I just tell all, like when I just tell them off rip, like I'm grumpy. It ain't nothing that you did. It's just, I'm just a grumpy old man, but I'm younger than I ever been. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just.
You might wake up like.
Yeah, I'm just a grunt. But you got to be honest with yourself. So whatever you don't like about you, you got to be like, that's potentially what she might not like about me. You know what I'm saying? And then you deal with it like that. But the honeymoon phase is gravy, bro. Stretch that shit out as long as you can, man. Just remember, how do I act on Mad Day and how do she act on Mad Day? Mm-hmm. You might realize, like, oh, that ain't too bad for neither one of us. Like, this the coolest I ever been on Mad Day. You know what I'm saying? Okay. And shout out to Terrence Gangsta Williams. I got that from hell, Mad Day. You know what I'm saying?
It's the truth, though.
Yeah,
it's the truth, though. So how much more music do y'all actually have together besides the four songs?
A lot. And the catalog only getting filled up.
Man, you hear me.
With some bangers in there that y'all like, damn, we should have put that on this one.
No, it's a due time for everything.
We really patient with the music, OG. I ain't even going to cap. It's like everything is God's time. So we really feel like whatever song is what needed for right now is what's needed for right now. What we feeling too, because bro, we bang our shit like we are number one fans.
Gotta be.
When we bang that shit, we just, bro, I swear this nigga text me, we text each other like just like, bro, nigga, like this cold as fuck. I'll be like, yeah,
all the time,
bro. I'll be like, yeah, that shit hard. He be like, bro, lost and turned out though.
Yeah.
Nigga.
That's what I said. Nigga, keep some bangers in case y'all thought it was a joke.
For sure. Yes, sir.
Keep the fireworks. Always
working. So who mixing and mastering these joints?
Man, my dog Eddie Flew. Eddie Flew. He a beast, man. He done songs for Dame Dot. He done songs for GT, you feel me? So I wanted to see, I liked how they sounded when he recorded them. And I wanted to see what he could do with his singing. And I'm telling you, when I started, I'd probably say like 2020. Big boy, stop with all the noise, please. But since like 2022, we've been developing my sound. It's more like he been telling me like, hey, bro, you don't need that much auto-tune on this song. You don't need that much reverb.
He helping
you
know produce the records. We was just talking about how important an engineer is to the production.
Yes, sir.
To the overall.
Especially an engineer that understand what you trying to convey.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? And when lock in with somebody who get what you trying to do and understand your sound and like your sound, then it's like, hey, this is right here. So where can people hear the project at?
Oh man, they can hear it on YouTube. I'm doing it only on YouTube right now because I got visuals and stuff that I'm doing with it. So I only want it to be on YouTube right now. And I'm trying to just connect with them YouTube people on that YouTube bag. You feel me?
Yeah.
So I'm staying.
That ain't a bad.
For real. I just definitely want to keep it on YouTube for a moment right now. We definitely gonna put it up on Apple Music and Spotify, of course. That's non-negotiable. But we just saying as of right now, I want it to be on YouTube because I just want everybody to focus in on one thing. I want all my followers, all my fans to just go on one thing from now on so I can see it. I need to really see it right now.
And YouTube got some nice analytics
now,
too. You can really dig deep into their analytics. Where can people find you online? If they never heard the music and want to get tapped in, like on Instagram and stuff like that, your Instagram?
Man, you got _BADAPETE, and that's on everything social media. Bad Ape T, as in everything streaming platforms. Y'all can go hit me up, man. Tap in with my YouTube. I need the subscribers, but like I said, I'm trying to get me a plaque with them boys. So, man, I'm just, like I said.
What's your YouTube channel? Everything Bad Ape T?
Yes, sir.
Make sure you text that to me, and then I'm going to make sure we subscribe and all of that.
Yes, sir.
Just stay tuned
I'm
in.
Glad I was the dude to just have my name for real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's hard in today's game. And what about you? Where they can find you at, bro?
Yes, sir.
Really just on Instagram. I'm not the biggest fan of social media, but you can find me at lofi.by.j.
Yeah.
Get me on Instagram. You get me on YouTube as well. Lo-Fi by Jade.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Make sure send it to him so he can send it to me too. I got you. I'm gonna send it over and make sure I subscribe. I'm gonna do that today. Well, as soon as y'all send it, I get to the computer.
For sure, man. I always do
stuff like that from the computer because I
like to look at the different shit.
Thing. Yeah, I like to pull it up.
I go on Instagram on a computer. If I got my laptop open, like when I'm writing this shit, I have a tab open with like Instagram on it. You know what I'm saying? Because it looks completely different on the computer.
It's a whole different
ball game on the computer. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I try to stay connected to the old school,
nigga.
Yeah. Hey, man, if y'all want to get in contact with us right now, we just pushing the YouTube, the Connected Experience Podcast visual.
Tap in with my guys
on YouTube. We've been dropping on YouTube. We up to about 1,700 subscribers now. But
that's what's up. We started with zero subscribers. We started with zero views. We got over a 250,000 views on the channel overall. You know what I'm saying? That's and we lit. Got 1,000 plus subscribers.
That's
like,
hard.
And we watching it grow, man. Like, because I don't think people understand the process of that. Like, you look up, you go to some of these big platforms and they got like 1 million subscribers. Like, that's dope when you know that you start from zero.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, when you know that you start from zero. Like, my homie Name Tag could tell you what number subscriber he was to us. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Because
he hit me and told me, like, I'm number such and such, bro.
That's
you know what I'm
hard.
Saying? Like, and I'm like, damn, that's dope.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what's up, man. So it's all about that right now. Oh, you could also go to Tubi and type in Animal Instinct, the Urban Jungle Animated.
Okay.
And that's the internationally awarded full-length anime film that we put out. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to have to tap
man,
in with y'all,
in. For sure, I fuck with Tubi. For sure.
And we, I don't know how many other brothers is putting anime on there. You know what I'm saying? But I know we are, for
that's
sure.
Up,
you know what I'm saying?
I
so
fuck with the anime.
You know what I'm saying?
Really got,
yeah,
on that one.
Yeah, so this, this is a direct adaptation of Animal Instinct, The Urban Jungle, which is a book that I wrote. And we turned the book into some anime full-length film. And we also turned it into a puzzle game app, something like Candy
That's
Crush.
Up,
so you go on your ISO Apple Store and you type in Animal Instinct Puzzle, and we got a game. And then you could go on your Google Play Store and your Apple Store and type in Animal Instinct Racing, and we got like a racing game on
that's
there. You know,
y'all shit, OG.
So bro could send you
talk
all of that.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but that's what we up to, man. So, you got anything?
Hey, man, it's a pleasure having you.
It's definitely
you,
a pleasure. And you brought somebody with you. That's
yes,
the dope part.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, just
yes, sir.
Like I said, man, I've been paying it since you left that day. I've been paying attention to you. I've been seeing you grow in your artistry, man. And I'm proud of you, dog. You feel what I'm saying? I see you on your media run. And I'm like, hey, he getting to it, dog.
Hey, that was a good episode with you on Shy, too. Word to Shy.
Man, that's true, bro. I was cold as hell in there. I ain't even okay. Shy. I was cold, my nigga. Yeah. I was freezing in that bitch. Man, I swear to God, I felt like he got me answer some questions that I felt like I wouldn't even answer like that, but I was cold.
That nigga put the Army tactic on you, like, make this thing. Word to your son, too. He ain't here, you know what I'm saying?
Juju, come on, man. Say what up. Say what up, though, you guys.
What up, though?
He put the dog in with the echo. Yeah, man. I'm Antoine.
I'm Santoine. I want for my brother what I want for myself.